Yeah, 34 is going to be the allocation this evening. So 34 pupils will get a scholarship to the actual Gaeltacht areas of West Donegal and South Donegal. So that'll be Gaeltacht areas in the Rosses and also in Teeling and Glencoe and Kelly area. So they'll be spread out over the county, over the west of the county.
It is important to keep the finger on the pulse of the Gaeltachts here in Donegal, because the summer schools particularly play an integral role in keeping the economic life alive, as it were, in those areas.
They do, and I think any child, or any child that will say second level that goes to the Gaeltacht, the experience that they have there in learning the language and participating in sport and music and all that goes along with that is something I think a lot of them remember for the rest of their lives. In some cases, might be the first time they're actually away from home on their own with a group of children of their own age group. And that immersion in the language for a couple of years is actually very, very beneficial. It's very beneficial to them for that few weeks that they're in the Gaeltacht, and it stands to them for the rest of their lives, and they have lovely memories after it. So Donegal County Council is absolutely delighted to be given 34 scholarships in conjunction with the actual colleges this year. And we have the largest Gaeltacht area in the county. And even over the year myself as Cathaoirleach, I tried to speak in Irish as much as I could, and I got some very, very good help from Seán O'Davin and the Irish language officer for Donegal County Council. So, everybody should try and use a couple of focal, and I've tried it myself as best I can. My Irish was weak, but, working on it as well. And this, for these young people, it will be, as I say, something I think they'll remember for the rest of their lives, and they'll pick up the couple of focal as well along the way.